You are listening to the Distract and Disable program number 60. I am your host, Blue Banta. Knowing what we know now and given what we have given in to doing, that is, taking orders from the others, it only makes sense that approaching, passing through, and coming out the other side of a black hole would coincide with the discovery of gravitational waves. I don't want to say I told you so, but on behalf of Einstein, I told you so. So there really is nothing more to say other than all the stuff I have told you over these past 5 years is absolutely true, at least in the sense that if you think it is, it could be. That's the power of positive thinking, I suppose. And at any rate, even if you say, well, hey, wait a minute, what about those things that interrupt and make my positive thinking seem like it's not actually doing anything? Well, that might just be somebody else's imagination running into yours, like someone with bad ideas who might be bigger and stronger than you. In fact, most of the time, when bad stuff happens, that is the result of this kind of overpowering. Not to make things too complicated, though, the simple fact remains. What you don't know can hurt you and might not even see it coming. What can you do? But take heart, there are many kinds of goodbyes in this world, and not to mention all the other worlds. But no matter how you say it, you can count on everyone to reappear at some point or another. So say the others. So don't let this be a real goodbye.
There's a long goodbye.
Your name, Marlowe?
No, my name is Sidney Jenkins.
Come on, let's go inside, Marlowe. We want to talk to you.
Oh, is this where I'm supposed to say, what is all this about? And he says, shut up, I ask the questions.
Yeah, that's right.
And it happens every day.
Right profile.
Sit down.
What the hell are you doing here?
That's right. I'm going to read this thing, Swanee. How well have you heard?
Can I get help? Alan Jones.
When some passerby invites your eye to come her way.
There's gonna be a lot of people looking for me as a result of my lovely wife.
If it was a murder, he murdered his wife.
That's a lie. I know he didn't kill her.
A minor crime, a misdemeanor to kill your wife. The major crime is he stole my money. Your friend stole my money, and the penalty for that is capital punishment.
Even as she smiles a quick hello, you let her go.
I like your face, too. Could you find my husband for me, please, Mr. Marlowe?
You let the moment fly.
I'm a man cannot stand confinement.
The hell are you?
Well, I'm this here private investigator who was sent here this afternoon to find you.
Did you come here to see me or my wife?
It's not his business.
Write the check, Roger.
What check?
Write the check, Roger.
Whoa.
Lady, you turn your head. You know you said a long goodbye.
Never learn. You're a born loser.
What do you think, Mabel?
Ow!
If you have any trouble, I'll back you up.
I have fresh evidence now for you to reopen the Terry Lennox case.
You ever think about suicide, Marlboro?
Me? I don't believe in it.
Goodbye. Don't you try to be nice to me now. I'm leaving, and it's goodbye. I ain't running after you in the rain when you're catching a plane. No more. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. I'm through. There's a long goodbye, and it happens every day. When some passerby invites your eye to come her way, even as she smiles a quick hello, you let her go, you let the moment fly. Too late you turn your head, you know you said the long goodbye. Can you recognize the theme? On some other street, two people meet as in a dream, running for a plane through the rain. If the heart is quicker than the eye, they could be lovers until they die. It's too late to try. When a missed hello becomes a long hello. Recognize the thing. On some other street, two people meet as in a dream, running for a plane through the rain. If the heart is quicker than the eye, they could be lovers until they die. To try when a missed hello becomes a long goodbye. Don't you try to be nice to me now. I'm leaving, and it's goodbye. I ain't running after you in the rain when you're catching a plane. No more. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. I'm through this time, and I mean it. In fact, I don't know if I ever even did like you, except for your wife.
dawn comes up so young. Dreams begin so young. And if you live just for today, the day may soon be done. But there's a place where dreams always stay so young. A place to hear the sun go down and fade away. To see the wind just run away with yesterday.
Of a young man in Paris, in the spring, in love, with stars in his eyes. Stars of the Place de l'Étoile, Les Champs-Élysées. Oh, what names. The place of the star, the Elysian Fields. Ah, mais oui, mon ami, it is heavenly to be in love in Paris, where lovemaking is an art, and making love is incroyable. Éclatant, as beautiful as, but naturellement, as beautiful as Ingrid Bergman. I told you, Paris is heaven. Hélas, the lady is already involved with a debonair man of affairs. Too many affairs.
Maisie.
No.
Come on, Maisie.
I want to stay here.
Stop, Maisie, will you?
No.
Please, Maisie.
I want to stay here.
Come, Maisie.
You look wonderful tonight.
You always say that when I wear this dress. I'll have to have it copied.
No, no, it's not the dress.
Youth has a way and wiles of its own. When in Paris, the young learn fast, as you can see for yourself. Tipsy? No, just intoxicated with the joy of loving.
Ravi!
What have you done?
I've been seeing Philip quite a lot.
Oh, the young... Still mad about you? And you? Do you still find him amusing?
Yes.
Amusing, no more than that.
More.
The provocative story of two loves. A woman and a man. A woman and a younger man. Once you have been in love in Paris, you always come back. You just can't say goodbye and let it go at that. You have to return to relive the dream. And so you see, for you, it will always be
goodbye again. Goodbye again. Goodbye again.
Goodbye again.
Walk on by. The following is a paid commercial presentation of Information Communications Corporation. Since the dawn of time, the high and the mighty have turned to psychics for the secret of love and money. Now the wisdom of the ages is as near as your phone, thanks to the Psychic Friends Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the Psychic Friends Network and the Mall of America are proud to present the very first Psychic Friends Fair. The greatest master psychics in the entire world are here to give everyone a power reading. And you'll find out how you can get one, too. Yours from the Psychic Friends Network, the world's leading psychic authority.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rod Roddy with the Psychic Friends Network. We're having a psychic fair here at the Mall, and I'd like to know if you have any questions about our psychics.
Yeah, when can I call the Psychic Friends Network?
Oh, you can call the Psychic Friends Network 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No matter when you call, a psychic will always be there waiting to hear from you.
Can I ask any type of question I like?
Anything you want, from your love life to your career and everything in between. Your call to the network is always confidential, so you can get as intimate as you want with your psychic friend.
Can I talk to the same psychic I did last time?
Why, certainly you can. You can start a relationship with your very own personal psychic friend anytime, and you can call them as many times and as often as you like.
So when can I get a reading?
Can I get a reading now?
I want a reading too.
Hold on, everybody. I can only take one of you back to the fair with me, but the fair will be open all day, and the rest of you can go down and call the network anytime that you wish. Hi, have you ever had any psychic experience?
No, I haven't, but I'd love to go down and do it. I was always so interested in doing it.
How would you like to bypass those long lines down at the fair and go down and get you a free psychic reading right now?
Yeah, that'd be great. Would you like to watch the door for me? Yeah,
okay. Well, let's go on down then. Now, the rest of you, come on down and get your free readings anytime you want. Bye, everybody.
I'm at the Mall of America for the Psychic Friends Network.
I'm here for the Psychic Fair.
And I'm really excited. This is going to be great.
I think it's pretty cool.
I love it. It's going to be exciting. There's a lot of stars here that I'd like to see.
We're here to see the Psychic Friends Network.
Yeah.
Yes.
We heard about the Psychic Fair today.
What's going on? This is exciting.
I want to see what will happen in my future.
I'm really tickled pink to be here today.
Now, will you please give a warm welcome to the 5-time Grammy Award-winning host of our show, Dionne Warwick. Come on down!
Hello! Thank you, Rod. Thank you so very, very much for that lovely introduction. And welcome, everybody, to the very special edition of the Psychic Friends Network. And as Rod pointed out, it's our very first Psychic Friends Fair. And for all of you at home, we're coming to you from Minneapolis in the Mall of America. Hey! Oh, yeah. And believe me, it is truly the country's largest retail and entertainment complex. And now, I would have done this, but we have the premier announcer in the entire world, so I'm going to allow him to introduce our first guest.
Why, thank you, Dionne. She's the first lady of American comedy. You know her from The Carol Burnett Show and as host of her own syndicated talk show. Vicki Lawrence, come on down!
Sidetracked just a little. Oh, thanks, Rod. I've always wanted to hear you say that, but actually, it was come on up.
Listen, I'm glad you're here. You're becoming a regular on the show.
I am, because you know I love this stuff. I think everybody loves the Psychic Friends Network. It's so much fun.
It is a lot of fun. And you know, when it comes to the kind of psychic guidance that could actually change your life, you want the world's leading psychic authority. And just can't afford it.
I never can say goodbye.
No, 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 no.
I never can say goodbye, no. Even though the pain and heart seem to follow me wherever I go, though I try and try to hide my feelings, they always seem to show. And then you try to say, time I think I've had enough and start heading for the door. There's a very strange vibration piercing me right through the core. It says, turn around, you fool. You know you love her more and more. Tell me why. Is it so? I don't want to let you go. I can't say.
pretty sight. So long, farewell, all Peter saying adieu.
Adieu, adieu, to you and you and you.
So long, farewell, au revoir, I'll be the same.
I'd like to stay and taste my first champagne.
Yes?
No.
So long, farewell, I'll be the same goodbye.
I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye. I'm glad to go, I cannot tell a lie. I flit, I float, I fleetly flee, I fly.
Get me down, but it only took one word from her. Goodbye. Takes an awful lot to make me cry. It only took one word from her. Goodbye. What's wrong with me? Why couldn't I see the lonely nights for her would be too long? I'm here, she's gone. Takes an awful lot to make me cry. It only took one word from her. Bring me down. It only took one word from her. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
It's 5 o'clock this morning and the sun is on the rise. There's frosting on the window pane and sorrow in your eyes. The stars are fading quietly. Night is nearly gone. And so you turn away from me, and tears begin to come, and it's goodbye again. I'm sorry to believe in you. Goodbye again. As if you didn't know. Why do we always fight when I have to go? It seems a shame to leave you now. Your lay so soft and warm. I long to lay me down again and hold you in my arms. I long to kiss the tears away and give you back the smile. Other voices beckon me, and for a little while it's goodbye again. I'm sorry to believe in you. Goodbye again. As if you didn't know, it's goodbye again. And I wish you could tell me why. Inside of me, not hard to understand. It's anyone who listened to me sing. If your hours are empty now, who am I to blame? You think if I were always here, our love would be the same. As it is, the time we have is worth the time alone. Lying by your side, the greatest peace I've ever known. But it's goodbye again, and I'm sorry to believe in you. Goodbye again, as if you didn't know. Thank you.
or today. You were listening to the Distract and Disable program number 60. I was your host, Glue Banta. For all things Distract and Disable, you can visit www.distractanddisable.blogspot.com. And for old episodes of this show and many, many other shows, visit the WGXC archive at WGXC.org. Until we meet again, keep your listening sets tuned in to WGXC.